We're talking high school football here on KSOM, talking Southwest Valley football with head coach for the Timberwolves. That's Keegan Longenbaugh. And coach, a tough loss to a very solid South Central Calhoun team, 43-6. Certainly we'll try to rebound this coming week. Your thoughts overall on the tough game against the Titans?
Our guys battled. I mean, the final score doesn't show what the game actually was. I mean, they had two, you know, touchdowns late that, you know, we didn't think were necessary. But, I mean, it was a 28-6 ball game. You know, it was 0-0 after the first quarter, and we went into half down 14-0. Our defense played pretty solid. You know, it's just hard when the opponent has a lot more guys on their sideline that they're able to sub in and out. And they were a big football team. They were, you know, a lot of size and a lot of athleticism that they had over there, which we knew was coming. I mean, they're a school that has been a powerhouse or a really solid football program for the last 30 years, 40 years. I mean, they're just kind of a sound program that they just reload. It doesn't matter who they have. But, I mean, with what we brought to the table, our guys, you know, fought tooth and nail all the way through. I mean, you didn't see any quit in them from the very first snap up until, you know, they were taken out when we put our JV guys in. So I'm very proud of the efforts of our guys, and that's what we told them afterwards was, you know, the scoreboard does not say what this game actually was, and I think all of our guys understood that.
It seemed like the passing game just wasn't able to put any yardage on, wasn't productive. What do you feel like went wrong there?
Well, I mean, they had a lot of solid reading from their linebackers. I mean, they really kind of sniffed out a lot of things. They played a defense with some overhangs, and their overhangs are always, you know, their tallest, lankiest guys. And I mean, both of them, I think, were 6'3 or taller and very quick. So, you know, trying to get anything short into the flats was a challenge. And then, you know, offensive line, they kind of mixed around where they blitzed some people. So it's hard for a high school offensive line to kind of pick up where some of those delayed blitzes are coming. So, you know, it was hard with Wyatt having to throw off of his back foot most of the time. And they just had a really solid defense, secondary and up front.
How frustrated was it for Wyatt Mendenhall throughout that game?
There was a little bit of a time where, you know, there was some frustration, but we also have been looking at film. There were some times where it was hard to pick up some of those blitzes. But, you know, he fully understands that when we are going for those short routes, we've got to catch that ball and we've got to get rid of it, which is something that we kind of ended up trying to do towards the end of it. You know, we talked a little bit about with our snaps, too. Our snaps were starting to slow down, getting back to our quarterback. So that gave, you know, the defense just a split second longer to be able to come put pressure on us. But, you know, obviously he was a little frustrated, but the mentality that he walks in with, you know, he doesn't blame anybody. He's a true leader. He's one of our captains. And, you know, he's a very mentally tough kid. So, you know, with the frustrations that, you know, came with some of the passing game, you know, he really held it together and he played really well. And like I said, all the guys, you know, there were some mental frustrations on the offensive side, but, you know, they really stepped up on the defensive side and gave us a chance.
I guess the one highlight, Kel Hogan, was that a 68-yard touchdown he scored?
Yeah. So, you know, they kind of thought they were up on us there towards the end. And, you know, Kale kind of had a little bit of a spring of a touchdown. He had a really good lead or read on the defense. You know, he had a bounce to the outside and ended up having a foot race all the way down the sideline. And it was a position where that put us at 21-6 with about 8 minutes left in the game to have a little bit of hope. And our guys did fight, and it was nice to see that, you know, being down 21-0 with in the fourth quarter, you know, teams can fold over, but our guys ended up putting a good play together and Kale had a fantastic read.
Unfortunately, it just got away from you then at the very end of the fourth quarter then, I guess. Like you said, it was maybe the score a little bit misleading there.
Right. I mean, that's what we told our guys at the end. We all knew. You know, they put up a couple touchdowns on our JV within the last couple of minutes. It was a closer game than the final score shows. And, I mean, we fought that game a lot better than we ended up doing it last year. So it was a game that we felt like we were never out of.
Well, Bo Johnston had 11 tackles for you, and Wyatt Mendenhall, 8.5 tackles for you. They led the tackle chart. You had 4 overall tackles for a loss. What did you see on the defensive side that you liked the most?
Well, I mean, guys were still flying around to the football. You know, Bo's one of those guys that he's a fun player to watch on the defensive side, especially. He's very instinctive on the football field. You saw him make a couple plays in the backfield, but he's one of those guys where if the ball's coming anywhere towards the middle, Bo's probably going to be in that play. And Wyatt's a very instinctive player on both sides of the football. They're both very football smart. They're guys that have watched the game. They've grown up watching and playing the game. So they're not just ones that just go out there and play. They're ones that actually soak in information and really understand the game. And I think that helps them a lot. And plus their drive and their motor in the offseason has really shown so far these first 2 weeks on both sides of the ball for them. But defensively, our only struggle came later. They started running a kind of a double dive play and getting up underneath, and we lost some outside contain. And that's something that Coach Chafa and I talked about on our way home, that we just need to keep that outside contain. And if we can do that, then we're going to really keep offensive honest with our defense.
So what things down do you – coaches always talk about, getting great improvement from week 1 to week 2. What types of things would you need to work on, want to see happen from week 2 to week 3?
Well, being as the offensive coach, I'd like to see holding our blocks for much, quite a bit longer. It's hard to say 1 through 5 up front weren't doing that, because that's not the case. It was just a point in time where we do have guys that on the offensive line that are both starting both ways, and they don't come out a lot. So we've been harping on the guys that, hey, if you are tired, come off, take a couple plays off. We have a couple guys that can go in and fill in for you, just so you can give 100% every play instead of, an 80% one play, and then you'll give 100% the next. We just need everything out of those guys every single play. So it just really comes down to, on the offensive side, holding our blocks up front. And we talked about at halftime with our running backs and our receivers, we started getting pretty lazy with our blocks. And that was the point was, is we weren't able to run the ball up the middle, so we were having to try to go outside. And if we're not going to get a block from a running back or a wide receiver outside, it's pretty tough to do that. So, that drive where Kale scored, and there was a couple drives in the second half where things started to look put together. Guys were hitting hitting their opponents, and they were holding on to their blocks. But, from the all across the board, we just need to have that every single play. If we can do that, our run game should get going.
So is this week homecoming already?
Already, yep.
It's crazy how it's upon us here in mid-September. Your opponent is Grandview Christian, the Thunder. Actually, they're off to a great start. They're 2-0 with wins over Colfax Mingo and then Martinsdale St. Mary's. So what do you see most from Grandview?
Yeah, I mean, we know that they like to throw the ball. They did that quite a bit last year. They have some speed. They have one of their receivers that they brought back who kind of gave us some fits last year. And we're very much looking into how we're going to contain him and not let him get the big plays that he did like he did last year. But, we're very confident going into this game, because we knew we played a really good game with South Central Calhoun. Like I said, the scoreboard didn't show, and I think our guys are feeling pretty good about it. They fought tooth and nail on Friday, and then they had a great game against Red Oak, holding that shutout. So we're all just really excited that we finally get a home game, and, it's not very often that you get to say that your first home game of the season is going to be homecoming. But this week is just kind of going to be one of those weird weeks. Homecoming is always a weird week for everybody. But we all know what the task is at hand, and it's to go out and win a football game for our home crowd.
Well, again, like you say, they've thrown the ball more than they've run the ball. How do you – their quarterback is Judah Locke. What do you need to do to try and get pressure on him? Because I don't know how much of a good defense has he seen in the first 2 weeks, and your defense is still playing pretty confident right now.
Right. I mean, they played Martinsdale and Colfax, and those are teams that can be sometimes kind of hard to read. But that's not anything, bad about them. But When it comes down to it, we know what our assignments are on the defensive side. Coach Chaffa's 3-3-5 defense has been working pretty well. I mean, we threw in a couple mixes last Friday to try to stop them when they were driving towards the end of the game. But, you know, we're just going to stick to our bread and butter, which is that 3-3-5. And then offensively, we're going to continue to try to do what we want to do. But on the defensive side of the ball, if we can just wrap and tackle and have less missed tackles, I think we're going to be in a better spot. But we're also going to talk to our defensive line that, hey, these guys like to throw it more. We've got to get some pressure, and we don't really want to send guys on a blitz to get pressure. But we know that you have to. But that's kind of the challenge we're going to give our defensive line is, hey, we want you guys to go back there and put the pressure on, so then their quarterback has more pressure to find the open spots. But, you know, guys up front, we're going to really challenge them to, you know, read the guy across from you, read their hips. Their hips are going to tell you exactly what they're doing. If they're coming forward, they're coming after you, and it's going to be a run play. If they drop back, then it's a pass, and we're just trying to avoid contact, and we're on a pass rush. So we're really hoping to get some pressure on him and, you know, make things hard for him early.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck this coming week as you try to storm past the Thunder. Thanks so much.
Thank you much, Chris.
Keegan Longabaugh, head coach for Southwest Valley, joining us here on KSOM.